Redbird fans, Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac remind you to shop their huge selection of new and used vehicles online at hellerstores.com. That's hellerstores.com. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews back live courtside here inside Sefke Arena. Final Sunday of the regular season. Blake Haas is back at our network studios in Bloomington and Evansville. The visitors from Southern Indiana off to the early 9-7 edge on Ryan Peden's ball club. 14-28 to go in this first half. All nine Aces points so far have come off five Redbird turnovers. Birds with just one assist and five turns in the game's first 5 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah, not really the way you draw up a start of a game, but I'm more interested in who finishes the game than who starts it, but they're off to a nice start. What'd you say? They're not the best three-point shooting team in the league, and they've already drained three.
32%. They average just 6.2 per contest. They've made three of four so far. Birds with the basketball get it in, down low to Knight. Hangs in the air, but he was fouled on his way to the rim. And the foul is going to be committed by Marvin Coleman, the UNLV transfer. That'll be his first team foul number one on Evansville here in the opening half. That's going to send Seneca Knight to the line, foul line left, where he's 78% on the year.
I'd like to see a stat on how many fouls Knight has drawn during the year. It's got to be an average of about 8 to 10 a game.
He's not afraid of contact, I will say that.
And he initiates most of it.
Knight splits his pair. 6 points for Seneca, who now has 117 free throw attempts on the year. The Birds are led in that category by Kendall Lewis, who has 128 foul shot attempts. Marvin Coleman topside to Phillips. Birds within one at 9-8. Phillips calls for a cutter. Boehm comes ball side. Back to Phillips. Blows off the wing. Hangs in the air. Tried to pass it out of the post. Far sideline. Intended for Chris Moncrief, the freshman out of Pittsburgh, but it went out of bounds. Just over his outstretched right hand. And Evansville turns it back over to the Birds, who go on offense. Second turnover of the afternoon for the Aces. Birds on the attack, attacking forecourt left.
Yeah, on that one possession, I think Evansville passed up three open shots.
Burford cutting down the lane to the rim. Layup, no, but he was fouled. And the foul's going to be on Gage Boehm. Burford going downhill on that one. He curled and went right down Broadway, and Boehm did his best to slow him down, but committed the foul in doing so. Second foul of the afternoon on Evansville. Burford to the line, foul line left. Free throw rims in. Third point of the afternoon for Darius.
Yeah, and one of the points of emphasis, obviously, for Illinois State's offense is let's take the ball to the paint, whether it's by drive or by pass, but we've really focused the first 6 minutes on getting the ball to the paint.
Burford splashes down both. He has four. Burt's had 34 points in the paint in the first meeting. Back a few weeks ago, inside the Ford Center in Evansville, the Birds have their first lead, 10-9, thanks to two Darius Burford foul shots. Coleman works the dribble topside, gives to Moncrief in the left wing. He'll drive on Lewis, can't get loose. Back up topside to Coleman. Penetrates the foul line, retreats above the arc, fires a long two over Liam McChesney. A whistle and a foul called off the basketball. They're going to get Preston Phillips down low. In the rebound scrum, he knocked Malachi Poindexter to the ground, and Phillips picks up the personal foul, his first, team foul number three on the Aces.
How can you commit a foul that long, that hard, and then look at the referee like, you know, what were you looking at?
Poindexter went down like a ton of bricks on that left block. 13-18 to play first half. Birds a one-point lead and the basketball. Poindexter catch and shoot three left side. It's off the mark to the right. And along Kerem comes out to Gage Boehm of Evansville. Into the forecourt. Spinelli crossing over, draws the D, kicks to Boehm. His three-ball left point rattles out, and Poindexter pulls down the Redbird rebound. Malachi into the forecourt, whip out past McChesney, holds the ball over his head, guarded by Coleman. Into the post they go. Kendall Lewis turns baseline, up against Moncrief, hangs in the air. It rolled out with the right hand. Halfway down the cylinder, it crawled out, and Evansville comes away. Here's Spinelli. He'll work topside. Guarded by McChesney. Feed the post. Phillips backs in on Burford. Skip pass across to Boehm. Finds the extra pass over to Coleman, who airballs a three and walks away in disgust as it caroms out baseline right. And the Birds take over with a 10-9 lead.
Kind of looked at himself like, who shot that one? That was awful. I don't think he wanted credit for that.
So Evansville now in the afternoon, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. They've misfired on their last two attempts after that 3 of 4 start. Luke Kazupke handles out high, left corner now to Burford. He'll curl off a screen, take it to the foul line, feed Kazupke on the right point. Into the post they go, Lewis back to the basket. Flip up top, Poindexter, catch and shoot, straight on three, rolls out. Spinelli jumps high in the air to secure the ace rebound. He's going to take it coast to coast, strip by Lewis. And they're going to say last touch by Kendall. So Evansville's going to have it when we come back. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out. 11:59 to play in this opening half here from Sefcu Arena in Normal. It's the Birds 10, Evansville 9. Back in a moment, this is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.